Twice Told Tales. A collection of 6 radio plays based on the tales, themes, and ideas of the 19th century writer Nathaniel Hawthorne, set in the contemporary world of the 1980s and dramatized by Charles Tidler. The Artist of the Beautiful.
5000 Unremote Free Control.
Once upon a time in the 1980s, there lived in Southern California an artist of the beautiful by the name of Owen Warland.
5010. Data left and or right. 5020.
With his small physical frame and the marvelous delicate power of his intellect, Owen, while still a young boy, was consumed by an attraction to the finite detail of the microscopic.
5030. If and or then. 50.
The beautiful idea has no relation to size and cannot be reduced to prettiness. But the world was unable to appreciate Owen's aesthetic preoccupation with the minute and his genius, which might have produced a haiku poet or a minimalist painter, was directed into the study of microelectronics. Upon graduation from MIT, Owen moved to Anaheim, where he found employment as a programmer with the firm Peter Hovind in Micronics.
If total equals plus. If total equals plus.
A pioneer in the development of freestanding domestic robots.
Daddy's tool, brother's toy, sister's pet, mommy's joy. Domestic robot, domestic robot, domestic robot, domestic robot, domestic robots, Friday boy. On your pocketbook, easy on your back, Friday boy. Yes, it's the latest thing soon to be a reality. Order Friday boy today and get the optional Lassie program absolutely free. Friday boy, this offer good until...
Let go, you mangy silicon mutt. Let go of my pants. Annie!
What's up, Pops?
Warland. Owen Warland. Down, I say, down.
Owen Warland won't be in today. He's gone on a field trip with the Lepidopteron Society.
Chasing butterflies. That flake is fired. Down, down.
Oh, you'll take him back again. Is something wrong?
The prototype of Friday Boy has treed me on top of my desk, pissing a blue streak all over the floor. Down, down, get down. Plus, I've lost my contacts. Can't see a damn thing.
Robert Danforth just walked into the office, Pops. I'll go get him.
Help! Help! Get away from here. Oh, Annie, come in here.
Can't you stop him? You're a triple threat as a male chauvinist pig, Pops. I want to interface with a biz. So you unload your secretary and bring me in and half the bucks. Second day on the job. I'm a cleaning lady.
So quit and get married and have some babies. Danforth here is looking for a...
Pops!
He is, right, Robert?
Uh-huh. Found it.
I can't see anything without my contacts.
Oh, well, this red wire and this black one are crossed. See? That explains the glitch in the closed-loop control system as well as the backlash of the end effectors.
Oh, hear that, Annie? Robert's already found the trouble.
Oh, yeah? Let me see.
What would you know?
A board constructed entirely of RAM chips, eh? Is that a neural network? Robert, I was looking at it.
I'm sorry, Annie, but I'm in a hurry to run Friday Boy through his paces.
Neural networks. What would a pretty girl know about neural networks?
The intelligence of a neural network is a natural byproduct of its structure, Daddy-O, and not the input of a program written by a human. In other words, it's the best bet for simulating intelligence on a conventional computer. So there, Pops, you're eating crow for supper.
Hi, I'm Friday Boy. What can I do for you?
See if he can find my contacts, Robert.
Oh, good idea.
Hi, I'm Friday Boy. What can I do for you?
Building Friday Boy was fundamentally a problem in control. The machine must maintain precise movement under varying conditions, and it must rigorously and faithfully execute a sequence of previously determined operations. You see, Annie, if we used a neural network, we would simply lose control.
Oh, come on, Pops. Half an hour ago, Friday Boy was out of control.
Oh, that was different. Two wires were crossed. A human error. An Owen Warland human error.
Mr. Armandon, Friday Boy has found your contact lenses.
All right. I was afraid we'd have to stop advertising. Oh, good boy, Robert. Good boy. Yes.
I'm Friday Boy. What can I do for you?
If you learn anything about the biz, Annie, I hope it's to value a technician's skill and common sense above that of a program designer. Oh, sure, it takes brains to invent a working robot, but a designer loses a grasp on the real world, as well as his eyesight, and risks never returning from the jungles of an integrated circuit. I was one of the lucky ones, one in a million.
I'm Friday Boy.
Give me someone with both feet on the floor for a son-in-law, Annie. Someone like Robert Danforth.
Pops, please, shut up.
Oh, did you ever hear of a technician being such a fool as Owen Warland?
Pops.
I'm Friday Boy. What can I do for you?
The artist of the beautiful must possess a strong force of character as well as a delicate imagination free of ego.
5050. If total equals plus, go free.
All right.
The artist of the beautiful must keep a faith in himself while the incredulous world assails him with utter disbelief.
5060. If total equals minus, go free.
The artist of the beautiful must stand up to mankind, both as respects his genius and the objects to which it is directed.
Go free, go free, go free.
I saved your ass today, old buddy.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
What's the matter? Did I make you lose your concentration? Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's nothing. Nothing at all. What do you want, Robert?
Friday Boy went bananas in the old man's office this afternoon. I had to come to the rescue with my trusty screwdriver and wired off that fancy-dancy neural network that you slipped into the design. By the way, Owen, your girlfriend almost gave it away.
Annie? Did she like it?
You're kidding, Owen. A domestic robot with a built-in declaration of independence? We didn't discuss it. Hovenden would have flipped his gourd.
So it's just another robot now.
Just another robot? It's going to sell like hotcakes, man. You'll be a famous American inventor. Your name on everybody's lips.
Famous for inventing an electronic dust mop with an optional lassie program? Robert, it means nothing to me.
You are mad. Friday Boy is going to make Peter Hovenden rich. It's going to make you famous. It's going to make millions of people free from physical drudgery. What more could you ever hope to accomplish?
I want to make millions of people free for the beautiful.
For the beautiful? That's rich.
Robert, do you remember Isaac Asimov's three laws of robotics?
Well, yes, of course I do.
Law number one. A robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm.
That's right.
Law number two. A robot must obey the orders given it by human beings.
Except where such orders would conflict with the first law.
Right. Law number three. A robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection...
does not conflict with first or second law.
Absolutely.
So?
I have created a fourth law of robotics that makes the first three redundant and superfluous.
At the risk of becoming your straight man, what is the fourth law of robotics?
A robot must aspire to the beautiful.
A robot must aspire to the beautiful. Oh, jeez.
Me. Go ahead, laugh at a value beyond whatever you can accept as valuable. The weight you place upon my spirits will only serve to keep everything in order. Thank God for Annie. She alone knows what I am about. If I strive to put the beautiful into form and give it motion, I do it for her sake.
Hey, come in, Pops. What you got to say for yourself?
Owen Warland's designs for the second generation Friday Boy are excellent.
Oh, terrific, huh? I knew you'd freak on it.
I don't know about the pet duck option, but the rest of it is $1,000,000.
Yes?
Owen, congratulations, young man.
You like the designs?
I love them.
Thank you. Well, please, won't you come in?
Well, I can only stay a moment. I have a meeting in the boardroom in 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. It's a bachelor's suite.
Oh, don't bother finding me a place to sit. I sit enough as it is.
Very well.
I knew you were going to design something really first rate once you got those trashy ideas about the beautiful out of your head. What have we here?
Please, don't touch it. The slightest pressure by your finger would ruin me forever.
Oh, it would? Oh, then I take it that this miniature butterfly is more than a mere toy.
Much more than a toy, please.
Oh, such extreme miniaturization as this must require a circuitry of ultra-large-scale integration.
Yes, 0.01 microns, approximately the size of an atom.
Oh! Then, you must be playing with the fire, so to speak, of Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. The more we define position, the less we know of speed. And the more we know of speed, the less we know of position.
The knowledge cannot be obtained because it does not exist.
Oh. Hmm. Since the uncertainty principle affects all matter, It would certainly have an effect on absolute microcomputers. Well?
Yes, it would.
Couplings between the elements of extremely small devices would be characteristic of living organisms. The human operator would lose control of his machine.
To attain the beautiful, one must go beyond the realm of control.
What are you talking about? Without control, there's no responsibility. And without responsibility, there's no morality. Chaos and anarchy. Look, with one pinch of my fingers, I will...
For God's sake, man, please.
God's sake? I'm not much of a believer in such things, Owen. But I do believe that this tiny butterfly is indeed evil.
Evil? You are the evil one. You in the hard, thick, materialistic world. Here... There. Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied?
You're not only a fool, but a childish...
Get out! Get out! Get out!
Childish!
Though he rejects the world and its prizes of the highway, the artist of the beautiful cannot be content with an inward enjoyment, but must pursue the ethereal and crush its frail being with a material grasp.
Owen Warland. He doesn't work here anymore. No, I haven't seen or heard anything about him for months. He's chasing butterflies in the mountains. It wouldn't surprise me. Wasting the sunshine, as they say. Yeah, what a waste he was.
Thought he had something to
offer. Annie. Hi, stranger. I brought you some chicken and coleslaw. Hungry?
I was just going out.
Chasing butterflies?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
How about if I tag along? We could have a picnic.
All right, sure. We'll have to walk the rest of the way.
Okay.
Chuang Tzu said, I don't know whether I was then a man dreaming I was a butterfly, or whether I am now a butterfly dreaming I was a man.
But why are you obsessed with bringing an electronic butterfly to life?
Electronic butterfly? Who taught you that?
Owen, don't try to BS me.
Here they come.
What?
Monarch butterflies.
Hundreds. Oh, thousands, millions. Oh, incredible. Extraordinary. Oh, and look. Look at all of them. I've never seen so many butterflies.
The Blackfoot Indians believe that butterflies are the deliverers of dreams. Look. You can remove the clear plastic cover if you want a closer look.
Oh, this is too much.
You see, Annie, far from being little automatons with limited programs, butterflies have a startling variation in their behavior and the clear ability to... Neither they nor their performance are ever controlled. Oh, Annie, I'm so happy to find someone to share.
Oh, what's this little button for?
Don't touch that.
No, just once.
No. Annie, how could you? Of all people.
Owen, you're hurting me.
Months of work. A lifetime's thought.
It was one little touch. I'm sorry.
I should have known better than to ever take anyone into my confidence.
I said I was sorry.
No. No, it's not really your fault, Annie. Please, go away and leave me alone.
To persons whose pursuits are either in advance or apart from the world, there often comes a sensation of moral cold that makes the spirit shiver, as if it had reached the frozen solitudes around the pole. What the prophet, the poet, the criminal, or any other person separated from the crowd might feel, poor Owen felt. Where is escape? Where understanding? Pathetic mumbling and the pleasant madness of golden bubbles about the brim of a glass took Owen into their confidence.
Hello? Hello, Owen? Owen, are you there?
Who is this?
Peter Hovenden. I'm having a little get-together at my place tomorrow night. We'd be delighted if you could make it. Annie and Robert Danforth are going to announce their engagement. They're going to be married. Owen? Owen? We'll look forward to seeing you, Owen. Owen, are you there?
The artist of the beautiful had run face first into the perverse wall of fate that makes human life appear too absurd and too contradictory for one other hope or one other fear. The spirit was squeezed right out of Owen Moreland, leaving him in a sort of vegetable existence.
That'll be 2 1/4.
Life. What is it, huh?
Yeah, well, I guess it's what you make of it.
Hmm. You know what I used to think? Back when I was young and stupid.
How old are you? 34? 5?
I used to think that you could make a robot that wasn't just another machine, but something that was alive. What a joke.
Yeah, you mean like a Frankenstein.
Will you believe it? That's how young and stupid I was. Only, instead of something big and ugly, I was trying to make life that was small and...
What the...
Monarchs?
Butterflies? In a dark old bar?
Monarchs.
Hey... Where are you going? Your drink!
To finish my work.
Rudolph the
Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hey,
little
Pete. Come on for Grandpa.
Hi, little fella.
Don't be real sweet together.
You know Santa Claus.
He's got Grandpa's eyes.
I'll get it. Well... What a happy surprise.
Who is it, Bob?
Look.
Owen.
Hi, Annie. Robert. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas indeed. Oh, come on in. How long has it been? Years.
I hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, nonsense.
I brought you a present. It's for both of you.
Owen, how nice of you.
There's three of us now, old buddy.
He's
He's certainly a happy fellow. Congratulations.
Little Pete's his nickname.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was wondering where everybody had gotten to.
Look. Owen Warland. I thought you were dead.
Oh. Well, not quite yet, anyway.
How goes the beautiful, Owen?
Oh. Father.
Have you succeeded in creating the beautiful?
Yes, I have.
Oh? But where is it, then?
In Annie's hands.
Oh.
Open it.
Is it alive?
It's a clever toy. It could fool me.
But is it alive? Owen, tell me. Is it really alive?
Well, what do you think?
Tell me. Is it a real butterfly? Or did you make it?
What does it matter if it's beautiful?
If it was a man doing his
butterfly. And so, Owen Warland had won his moral with a trifle. The reward of all high performance must be sought within itself, or sought in vain.
How long will it fly? Forever?
We have to enjoy it for the moment.
Look. It's flying back to Owen.
No, my beauty. You don't belong to me anymore.
Look, look. It's landing on Little Pete.
Oh, Little Pete? No!
The Artist of the Beautiful. Past, you heard Blue Mankuma as the narrator and Ron Halder as Owen. Other voices were by B. Beppley, Paul Batten, Barney O'Sullivan, Rick Scott, and Leroy Schultz. Theme music was composed by George Ryan. Technical engineering was by Gene Lovrock, with sound effects by Jay Hirene. The Artist of the Beautiful was produced and directed in Vancouver by John Giuliani with the assistance of Dagmar Kafenke. Join us next week at the same time when we'll bring you another Hawthorne tale, Never Marry a Spider.